This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, it's interesting. Later today, I'm going to be giving a talk to a bunch of 12-year-olds. And it's, I think, the one age group that I haven't ever formally spoken in front of. I've spoken to second graders, kindergartners, you know, because, you know, we're reading week, you know, and, you know, and, oh, I love talking to kindergartners. They're great because they'll laugh at anything, you know. I mean, I could pitch any joke, and they'll, you know, they'll laugh, they'll giggle. So, kindergartners are probably the easiest, my easiest audience. I've spoken to second graders, fourth graders, teenagers. I've done a lot of teenagers, college, you know, adults, but never 12-year-olds. There's something called, which is really, really cool. It's called Camp Med. And I guess it's been around for decades. And it's where students, like middle schoolers, can, about to go into high school, or actually, you know what? I think these kids are about 14 years old, come to think of it. I think they're about 14, or turning 14. And so it's where, you know, kids about to enter high school that want a little bit of access to what the medical profession could be like. And I'm not going to even mention Obamacare. Don't worry. I know. Okay. We want them to want to go into medicine. Don't worry. I'm going to be very positive. Trust me. I'm going to be positive. Don't worry about it. Okay. And look, I've been going through it. You know, I have my shoes extra tight so that if I do start to think about, you know, going into too much detail about private practice, I could just kind of, you know, concentrate on the pain of my feet. I got it. I got this, okay? But anyway, so what we do is we have students come, and we actually, it's a phenomenal course. Dr. Rosenthal is leading it. It's a combination of Toro, UNLV, Roseman University. These are medical schools in the Las Vegas, Nevada area, or universities that are combining to make this happen for kids. It's really, really cool where they learn about, you know, what it is to be a doctor, why we chose to be a doctor. That's going to be my talk today. And then tomorrow, then they sleep in the dorms. You know, they sleep in the dorms, okay? And then they, which is always fun. My very first night in the dorms, I was like, it's pretty exciting, although I did it when I was 18. And then we, you know, take them around, and we go through a case, and then we have them learn about the case, and then we have them try to figure out, you know, what's going on with the patient, and they have to figure it out, and they have to come up with it themselves. And then, you know, they have to do call, they have to do rounds, technically, and then they graduate as beginner doctors. It is very, very cool. And these kids that get their BDs, which are their beginner doctors, right? There's ODs, osteopathic doctors. There's MD, medical doctors. There's DCs, doctors of chiropractic. So these kids will get their BDs, well, graduation ceremony, etc. And if they do have an interest in medicine, that's a pretty good thing to have on your resume. So it's pretty cool. So I was asked to be one of the mentors, you know, tomorrow going through the case. And, yeah, I'm actually a little panicked because I'm like, oh, really? You know, boy, they know more about the case than I do. I better like read up on it. So don't worry, I'm reading up on it. Okay. And then today I'm supposed to talk to them about why I became a doctor. Now, it's very, very difficult because I am following somebody. I believe Dr. Dee Atkinson from UNLV is going to be speaking. And, you know, I mean, she's, you know, amazing. And so, you know, I have to follow her. And listen, I usually open for people, or, you know, some people open for me. But you don't follow somebody like a headliner such as that, you know, when you follow a dean. Okay. Plus, I'm a little nervous because, you know, I do stand up and stuff. I mean, I gotta keep it clean. Okay. I mean, I have to make sure that I keep it PG. or PG-13. So I will, okay? But, you know, honestly, look, I'm talking about why I became a doctor. And what's very, very interesting is when I was trying to think about what I was going to tell him, the one word that kept coming to mind was loser. And I didn't realize, when I was looking back at my life, how many times I lost and how many times I was either called or looked upon as a loser. And I think it was, what, fourth grade, we had the spelling bee, and I had to spell separate, you know, and I was like, S-E-P-E-R-A-T-E. Wrong. Sorry, Dolly. You're out of the spelling bee. No! So I lost that. There was field day. Field day, okay. I don't know how old I was, but it wasn't that long ago. Field day, I lost. I just, you know, and I look back and I look at everything I've done and I look at, you know, I wasn't the best at anything. I wasn't the, you know, my family called me losers. I mean, in fact, when I told my father I wanted to go to medical school, he's like, you need to be smart. Sometimes you act stupid. You can't be stupid and go to medical school. Yeah, thank you, Daddy. And so my father thought I was stupid. My mom, she's like, oh, you're not going to make it. You know, you're going to, you know, meet somebody, probably get pregnant. I'm not going to tell the kids that. You're not even going to finish. And so I realized that one of the reasons why I may be so successful in what I've done is because I've been such a loser. I have lost over and over. In fact, I lost my car keys the other day. You know, I keep losing. And every time I lose, I turn around and I try to make it a win, or I try to prove people wrong. And I guess that's why I'm a doctor. And so, you know, one of the reasons why I wanted to become a doctor was because I wanted to show everybody that I could do it, that I'm not a loser. Now, the other reason is I also really love the smell of Band-Aids. I've always loved the smell of Band-Aids ever since I was a little girl. I wanted people to have boo-boos, not because I wanted them to get hurt, but because I wanted to fix them, and I wanted to take out my Band-Aid. And I think about it, to a three-year-old kid, a Band-Aid's cool. One, it's a sticker, but two, it had that little piece of gauze. Three, it smelled so good, and every time you had a Band-Aid on, it felt good. Like my mom. When my mommy put a Band-Aid on me, even though, yeah, she would be chewing me out and, you know, threatening to whoop me, you know, a good whooping for doing whatever I was doing to get cut. But I got to tell you, her putting that Band-Aid on, loved it. So that's why I became a doctor. I think I'm going to confuse the kids. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Florida health officials have trapped mosquitoes in the area of Miami-Dade County and are testing them for Zika to confirm whether a woman or to confirm whether a woman with the virus can be the first person infected directly by a mosquito bite in the continental United States. Some of you guys are confused about what the headlines are and what the big deal is about this one Florida case of Zika. Okay, the reason why this is such a big deal is all these other Zika cases, and I forget how many hundreds of Zika cases we currently have right now in the United States, they were from people who traveled to Mexico or the Caribbean or South America and came back to the United States. They already had Zika in the blood, you know, because they were bit by a mosquito. So they had Zika in the blood, and then they came down with Zika, or they had it. Or there was that case of sexual transmission. What hasn't happened yet or hasn't been reported yet are Zika mosquitoes flying around the United States biting people and giving them Zika. Because remember, we do not want to have what's going on in Brazil happening here. We don't want it happening in Brazil either. But we don't want thousands of babies born with microcephaly, and we don't want Guillain-Barré ray or people dying of ITP, their platelets being cut up, etc. So when you see in the news these cases where it sounds like the same headline, all right, well, I guess there's Zika. We know there's Zika, and, you know, somebody in Florida has Zika. You know, don't misunderstand what the gravity of the situation is, okay? What basically is happening is if we have a patient with Zika that did not have sex, so they couldn't have gotten it sexually, they did not travel, right, outside the United States, where they could have been exposed to Zika, then how the heck do they just end up having Zika in the blood? Then it might be because of the most common reason for someone to have Zika. It might be because they were bit. So this is very concerning because we need to know if we have Zika-infected mosquitoes here. So what do we do? Well, right now, Florida Department of Health and U.S. CDC, they have not immediately responded to questions about their investigation, but right now they are examining, I guess, mosquitoes that they've trapped to see if they are carrying Zika. The patient is a woman who lives in Miami-Dade. According to a health official familiar with the case, it wasn't authorized to reveal details beyond the statements that the agencies involved. And they spoke on a condition of anonymity. Mosquitoes have been trapped in the area of investigation and are being tested, according to Health Department spokeswoman Mara Gambineri. By the way, does that whole thing bother you? That, okay, this affects yours and my health. And it's only the only things we are hearing in the news are the statements the government allows us to know. I mean, I know that's always been the case. Okay, I mean, I'm not naive. But come on. Somebody please tell us what the hell is going on. So, the only information we have is the only information that the government is giving us, which to me implies they don't want to panic. So what they want to do is very careful. And I understand that. Look, I work in the media. So I understand once there's a headline, you want to be the first one out there. You want to be the first one bringing it. You want to be, you know, broadcasting it. You want to be all over it. So I get it. And then you can't just say a headline. You need to make a story. You need to come up with paragraphs for that. And so I get that. I get why they're cautious. It's just, guys, you know, make a statement soon because we'd like to know. So they say mosquitoes have been trapped in the area of investigation and are being tested, according to Health Department spokeswoman Mara Gambier. More than 1,300 Zika infections have been reported right now in the United States, none involving bites from local mosquitoes. 14 of these were sexually transmitted, and one lab worker was stuck with a contaminated needle. This is not including, though. Remember there was an older person that died in Utah, and the caregiver has Zika now. Actually has now recovered. So that's another instance where they're trying to figure out, wait a second, is this person-to-person transmission? So we got two very meaty, concerning cases of Zika that we have to figure out. Now, you know, some of you think this is a big deal over nothing. Okay, when you're talking about epidemiology, this is some of the coolest and most life-saving. I mean, you know, when there's an outbreak like with Ebola, okay, you guys sure weren't, you know, making fun of the epidemiologists then. They weren't epidemiology geeks then. Again, now they are. No, this has to be dissected. Health officials predicted they would change this summer once the virus reaches U.S. Mosquitoes have been mobilized to keep Zika from spreading beyond isolated clusters of cases. Miami-Dade County has the most confirmed infections in Florida, 89. But so far, all have involved someone who traveled outside the U.S. mainland to area with Zika outbreaks, such as Latin America and the Caribbean. The White House said in a news release Wednesday that President Barack Obama had spoken with Florida Governor Rick Scott regarding the new Zika case. The president noted during the call that besides the $2 million the CDC already provided to Florida, they are hopefully going to get another $5.6 million in funding. It does. It takes work. It takes, and you see what government workers get paid. They get paid a lot of money. So, it's going to take money. I have no problem with funds being appropriated for Zika. As long as there's not other stuff wrapped in there that I don't agree with, that gets wrapped up in a bill that has nothing to do with Zika. So according to a CDC response plan, health officials would want to see more than just one unexplained case before declaring that someone has been infected by a mosquito bite in the continental U.S. So the plan suggests that there should be two or more cases within a one-mile area in people who do not live together, who did not have sex with Zika-infected people, and who did not recently travel to countries with Zika outbreaks. They say evidence of the virus and mosquitoes captured in the same areas also might help investigators declare Zika is spreading, but short of that, it might be difficult to determine, you know, that mosquito transmission occurred. And, you know, that's a tough point, too. I mean, you know, what if somebody says, you know, I haven't had sex in a long time, okay, and they forgot. Let's say they, you know, went on vacation and they drank, okay, and it was here in the States. Let's say they were in, I don't know, Little Rock, Arkansas, okay, and they had met somebody at a bar that who they really didn't know much about, and that person, and this could be a year ago, you know, was actually in Rio. A lot of people go to Rio to hang out, okay? So they have sex with that person, and Zika doesn't go away after a month or two. What if Zika decided to stay in the system? See what I mean? So this is why the health department and the CDC can't sit here and start jumping to conclusions. Because if people think mosquitoes are carrying Zika, and you have a bunch of people concerned that you have, you know, women there that are childbearing that want to later have babies, that, you know, this could be very, very scary. So Zika has been reported in New York. New York is one of the highest states with Zika because of travel. You see Massachusetts, you see Florida, Texas, California, some of the biggest. Of course, we have to realize that we're looking at population density, too. Pennsylvania, Virginia, Georgia, Connecticut, those states seem to come in next. Then we see the Washington, Oregon. Oregon has about 12 cases, Washington 11, Nevada 9, Arizona 7, Colorado 12, Minnesota 21, Illinois 23, Ohio 26. So, you know, you definitely see as we start to go more Midwest. And then I don't believe there are any cases right now, knock on wood, in Idaho, in Colorado, Wyoming, North Dakota, and South Dakota. By the way, I did all that without any words on the map. Okay? Yeah, I'm really good. So, we'll keep you guys posted. But it's to me very concerning. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Scientists believe they could reverse menopause. And women who have not had a period in 5 years are now menstruating again, and their ovaries are rejuvenated. Okay, again, my first thought is why? Okay, when I go through menopause, please, please don't bring back my periods, please. Cannot wait for them to end. All right, so a Greek team says the technique enabled women to release eggs and restart their periods. It is a concentrated mix of substances that stimulate tissue regeneration. The women began menstruating after a 5-year hiatus. They are not telling us that the women were happy. The treatment offers a woman a window of hope that menopausal women will be able to get pregnant using their own genetic material. Now, some of you are like, why would we do this and mess with nature? Some women go through early menopause. I've had patients that went through early menopause in their 20s and 30s, never even being able to have a baby. So I do see an application for this. The new technique involves platelet-rich plasma, a concentrated mix of substances in the blood that helps cells grow. And it may stimulate tissue regeneration. They injected it into the ovaries of menopausal women. They claim it restarted their menstrual cycles and enabled them to collect and fertilize the eggs that were released. So 6 months after, I guess, one had her period. And then hopefully they'll be able to get pregnant. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Rebel up. I cannot wait for the new Rebel season. My alma mater is UNLV, and we had one of the best basketball teams back in the 90s, and our football was getting there, but we're really, really excited with Coach Tony Sanchez, and I'm pretty excited because Jacob Gossel and I have written the new roar for the Rebels, and that's what you're hearing, the Rebel Up song. I'm really excited about being part of the new era of Rebels. And because, you know, I'm old, because, you know, I went to school in the 80s. 90s. I went to school in the 90s. Whew, I don't want to age myself. I got to apologize. I had a real bad sneeze a few minutes ago, and it was so bad that I think I almost peed on myself. I'm fine if I don't get up, but I'm afraid if I get up, there'll be pee. So I'm a little nervous. I apologize for you hearing the anxiety in my voice. This also makes me nervous. They say the government is heavily subsidized. Sorry, look, I'm honest. Okay, look, what else am I supposed to talk about? The government, they say, is heavily subsidizing junk food. I could be talking about this. They say to help Americans avoid obesity, the federal Choose My Plate program recommends filling half of one's plate with fruits and vegetables, all half, but only a small fraction of federal subsidies support fresh produce production. The majority go into the commodity crops, according to a report from the CDC. From 1995 to 2010, the government spent $170 billion on agricultural subsidies to produce ingredients that make junk food cheap and plentiful. These crops, this is according to Fox News, these crops and farm foods include corn, soybeans, wheat, rice, sorghum, milk, and meat. Now, they aren't inherently unhealthy, but when you add additives and sweeteners and you turn them into industrial oils and processed meats and refined carbos and things like that, there's a problem, according to the New York Times. In a study published July 5th in JAMA, CDC researchers found that of the 10,000 adults surveyed, those who had the highest consumption of federally subsidized foods had a 37% higher risk of obesity. According to the New York Times, the group was also more likely to have abdominal fat, abnormal cholesterol, high levels of blood sugar, and an inflammation marker, my guess is the CRP. We've talked about the CRP. A strong association is consistent with previous findings, but they say it does not signal a causal relationship. So they're not saying that the U.S. government is making people obese. That's what they're saying, okay? So they say this tells us that the factors that influence the prices of foods are an additional factor. It's true. Buying vegetables and fruit, and it is. It's more expensive. Whole grain bread is a hell of a lot cheaper than the white bread. We budget, and it's getting so expensive to buy food. I tell you this all the time. You know, we'll go grocery shopping, and we'll walk out of the grocery store spending over $100, $150, right, to make a couple meals. That makes no sense. It's not that we make a couple meals. I mean, some of it is cereal, and, you know, the cat likes tuna fish, so we get him some tuna fish. And, you know, we have toilet paper and things like that. But that is a deterrent. You got to look at the whole picture. It's a deterrent for somebody walking into a grocery store if they're going to be spending that kind of money. And it's very easy to fall into the habit of going to a fast food dollar menu. If you could feed your family of four using the dollar menu for under $6, including tax, somebody's going to do that. Yet, you know, I was watching MasterChef the other night, and what they did is they gave all the contestants a $20 bill, which is exactly something that I had come up with to do for what I want to do with the Community Heroes program that I'm developing in Nevada. Is we have students, let's say, who want to cook. We give them $20. We give them $20 worth of groceries to go to a shelter and teach these women how to make a meal with $20. And, of course, we'd give them more so they can make multiple entrees and be able to feed, you know, the women at the shelter, but to teach them how to, but, you know, $20. $20. I remember, and I tell you this all the time, I remember at school, $6 for food for the week. I had to make $6 last a whole week with food. One meal would be eating one potato. You know, I mean, it was like the Martian movie. That's probably where they got it from. They heard me talking about how, you know, I would buy a thing of potatoes, and I would, you know, and I would eat one potato. You know, and that would be a meal for me. I had a lot of potassium, so that was good. But anyway, so, it does concern me that going to a grocery store, it's getting expensive. So, you know, the discussion and the debate comes up, well, what should we be using our food stamps for? Or what should we be, you know, should we ban junk food with these food stamp cards and these chip card, these is it chip? I'm sorry, I can't remember the name of the program. But here's the thing. Okay, I mean, we like the government to be as little involved in our lives as possible. But what if we're talking about government dollars? Instead of just handing out money, on a card that could be used at a grocery store for anything, even though it's not supposed to be used for cigarettes, it's not supposed to be used for alcohol. All right, you know, what if we have areas where people can get vegetables and fruit, you know, rather than just handing out the money, hand out the food. Okay? So you get to every day, you know, come and you get to pick your vegetables, you get to pick your whole grain bread, here's your milk, here's your eggs, here's your cheese. Okay? And you get to take this home. And this could make, here's your chicken, here's your beef, here's your pork, and this is what you could use, here's your fish, to cook a meal. You have a whole, so rather than, you know, just giving the money, the food, and, you know, we work at where we have, farms will get government subsidies if they provide the fruits and vegetables at these locations. I understand it's easier for the government to just give them the money. And I believe it's a card. It's kind of like a debit card that they could use at a grocery store to put their groceries on there. But I think it's more cost effective, you know, to actually be handed the celery, handed the spinach, handed the tomatoes, handed the bell peppers. I just think that's the way to do it. And so, you hand out money and it, you know, and a sugary cereal gets bought or some cookies get bought or some Coca-Cola gets bought. You can't go back and say, you know what, you cannot buy this, you cannot buy this. Now, a grocery store, and I don't know if some do this already because they've been talking about limiting, you know, junk food being bought by, the food subsidy program. Yeah, I mean, the grocery store could say, well, this can't go on there, this can't go on there, this can't go on there. So, I mean, you know, they could do something like that, I guess, you know, from a computer standpoint. But, one thing that's always frustrated me about some charities that you know, we know of is, you know, they many of them say, you know, give us money, you know, and then we'll turn around and buy the products. And many of us are like, well, gosh, you know, we'd rather actually donate the products ourselves. You know, that's why I'm so passionate about blood donation, because that blood that you're donating, you know, thank God with American Red Cross and United Blood Services and blood banks throughout the country, you know that blood is going to go to somebody. I mean, it's not going into the pocket of a CEO or something like that. Mind you, I understand how charities need money coming in. It's expensive. That's why I haven't opened my foundation, because I would have to raise thousands of dollars just to keep it running without even donating the first dime. I just don't want to go there yet. I can't even imagine. So I'm not doing that right now, but I eventually want to build a huge charity where we could raise money for kids and things like that. But unfortunately, there's accounting fees, there's business licenses, there's LLCs, and it's going to cost money. So anyway, so my recommendation is, you know, rather than money just, you know, going to the government and the government keeping, and then they're dispersing this amount back and it's less than what you gave. Why doesn't the money go? Why don't we just pass out the fruits and the vegetables and the healthy food? Then we know people are getting them. And the argument could be, well, they won't go to the store then. Then they won't come. Well, wait a second. Well, then why are they using the food assistance? Okay, I mean, the reason why we are giving the money for food assistance, and the reason why most people want that, is because they want to feed their families. So my guess is the majority of people would take advantage of that. They would love to be handed chicken, you know, and they get an allotment. You know, they could get, you know, one thing of chicken, one thing of this, you know. I think at least we'll see where our money is going, and we'll know that the money is going to healthy food. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity body do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything: your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong. I wonder what went wrong with my voice. I used to be a real good singer. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are raising blood as quickly as possible and as unifyingly as possible as we are looking at major blood bank shortages. And with Zika cases surfacing in the United States, whether it be from sex or travel, etc., we have, what, over 1,300 cases right now going on in the United States. Many people are not able to donate blood if they've traveled, coming back from summer vacation, etc. And so we are looking at a possible huge disaster, unfortunately, as we are unprepared and ill-prepared mobilizing our donors. The blood banks are working their tails off trying to make sure we have collected blood for you and I, if, God forbid, we're in a car accident or if there's a mass casualty. So I beg you and implore you, if you can donate blood, to please do. Some of you cannot donate blood for medical reasons. That's fine. We have something else that you can do. We are coordinating National Blood Donation Week and Statewide Blood Donation Days in September. State Blood Donation Days for most states are going to be September 10th. Michigan is going to be the first Tuesday of September, which I believe falls on September 6th. And it appears to be almost all 50 states are involved. We're still waiting to hear back from Alaska and Delaware. And we have blood banks in every state there to serve you and to make a very fun blood drive, if that's what you would like. They're the ones that do it. You don't have to sit there and take out the blood. You don't have to sit there and watch even. But if you could host a blood drive and help organize, wow, that would be so life-saving. So please go to my email, go to my website at drdahlia.com. You'll see who our partners are: United Blood Services, American Red Cross, at Toro University, and just so many groups are grouping together for this. And we could sure use your help hosting a blood drive. Go to drdahlia.com or email us at drdahlia@hotmail.com. All right. So asthma could possibly be prevented, or they have even found a cure for asthma, and this could be pretty damn cool. Research was carried out at the University of Southampton, and it discovered that the gene ADAM33, or ADAM33, yeah, I know, my guess is some researcher's name was Adam. I cannot wait to see the Dahlia gene. Really sexy, I guess. ADAM33 plays a crucial role in causing the twitchiness and inflammation of airways that trigger an attack. And now this is how I figure what it is, okay? What it is the gene makes an enzyme. Now, this enzyme usually attaches to the muscles in the airway, and what it does is this muscle helps to repair and regenerate damaged areas. But the enzyme could become detached and go rogue, traveling around the lung and then sparking the unnecessary production of new muscles and blood vessels, which then cause airways to narrow. Narrowways to arrow or airways to narrow. Ooh, that's a cluster. Fix your radios. And this is a process known as airway remodeling. So scientists traditionally thought that it was allergens like pollens that would come and then cause this airway remodeling. And, you know, the remodeled airways are not that good. Inflammation then ensues, and then you go into an asthma attack. But they could never explain why you have these people who are very allergic, like me. I'm allergic to dust. I'm allergic to pollen. I'm allergic to cats. Yet I don't have asthma. Knock on wood. Why? Why is it only nasal allergies and not lung allergies? Well, because it's got to be a gene. So now scientists believe that it takes a combination of the rogue gene. Well, I think it's a gene causing a rogue enzyme, or an enzyme that's going rogue, and an allergen to trigger an attack. So studies in human tissue samples and mice show that if the gene is switched off, allergens do not appear to have the same impact on your airway. So Professor Hans Michael Hitachi, associate professor in respiratory medicine, said this finding radically alters our understanding of the field, to say the least. For years, he says, we have thought that airway remodeling is the result of the inflammation caused by the allergic reaction, but our research now tells us otherwise. So millions of people suffer from asthma. And so this ADAM33 gene, if we're able to make a medication that blocks that gene so it doesn't make an enzyme that goes rogue and causes all this, then it's very easy to test. You have an asthmatic, have all their medications on standby right then and there. Tell the asthmatic to go into the room, give him a drug to block that gene. Okay? I mean, he may need the drug a while back because obviously there's some time to produce it. Then have him go into a room and see what happens. And if this allergen would usually make him have an allergy attack, and all of a sudden now he doesn't, We're looking at a possible cure, preventative, maybe even a vaccine form for asthma. This could be pretty damn cool. When you hear somebody say a drug, it doesn't necessarily have to mean a pill. You know, this could be an injectable vaccine. It could be inhaled. So experiments in mice have shown that inflammation dropped by 50% in asthma from mice who had their ADAM33 gene removed when exposed to a house dust mite allergen. And they found that the mice did good. So I know... I love mice. You know, everybody kind of gives mice so much crap. So, many of you kind of want to know what is asthma, and Telegraph does a good job explaining it. But basically what it is how I look at asthma is you have a lung, and this is how I was taught in medical school, okay? There's a balloon, and this balloon is a balloon that's kind of an older balloon. Okay, I'm not meaning old in terms of age, but you know how you get a brand new balloon and you blow it up, and I've brought up this analogy before where you blow up the balloon and then you try to release the air and it makes a farting sound, you know, that kind of thing, and everybody laughs, and okay. And usually after the first time you do it, the balloon looks like it was just store-bought. I mean, it snaps back to its original position. Yet an older balloon, a balloon that has already had air in it for a while, or after you do that multiple times, what is an older balloon look like? Well, it sits there kind of expanded and a little soggy or boggy. Right? And you're like, well, there's air still in this. Why is there air in this balloon when it's open to the outside air? Because it doesn't have the rubbery compliance to push that air out. A person who is asthmatic or COPD has a lung like that. So even though you feel like you're not getting air in, your real problem is you can't get air out. And this air trapping does not allow you to feel like you have a good breath. Now you throw on top of that the inflammatory aspect. So asthma is a sign of asthma is a disease under the reactive airway diseases, such as dust mites, pollen, animal fur, cigarette smoke, exercise, viruses can put you into an attack. Substances trigger the immune system that causes the lung lining to be twitchy. And then you start to wheeze and you don't feel like you can get good deep breaths, which is why steroids are used so commonly with asthma. Another medicine we use very commonly with asthma are the beta agonists that open up the airways so that if there is some twitchiness, air can still get in and out around there if you dilate the airways. So we don't have any cure, you know, for it. And unfortunately, it could be very, very devastating. People can die from asthmatic attacks. So a discovery such as this could be pretty damn cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many of you ask me which diabetes medication is the best. Is it your metformin? Is it your Januvia? Is it your Byetta? Is it the insulin? Well, apparently in the study, they found no difference between these drugs. They say 120,000 adults with type 2 diabetes that they studied, no differences between 9 available classes of glucose-lowering drugs in either combination or by themselves. So, I've always answered this question to my patients. It's whatever will work. Okay? I think metformin is great because you seem to have the least amount of side effects, but I do not want you taking metformin if you have kidney issues. So, glyburide or glipizide, these medications stimulate the pancreas to shoot out more insulin. They work, they're cheap, they don't seem to affect the kidney, but they can make you hypoglycemic. So, depending on what you're more prone to or what you've experienced or what you can tolerate, back to metformin, it could give you some stomach pain. You know, it really has to be tailor-made to you. So just because you're on one medication doesn't mean you're on the best or the least or the worst. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. you'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.